Before blogs, before Twitter and the 24-hour news cycle, many of us may remember simpler times, the days when our main source of news wasn't found online, but in a classroom magazine called The Weekly Reader. The Weekly Reader brought current events into the classrooms for more than a century. I remember reading it in my elementary schools. But this week, Scholastic announced the publication is being discontinued. At its peak, Weekly Reader reached two-thirds of all grammar school students in the U.S., but recently subscriptions had fallen to less than 500,000. Journalist Evan Weiner was an avid Weekly Reader as a fan, and he joins us now. Evan, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Celeste. How are you?
I remember the Weekly Reader, which was actually, when I was a kid, one of the only ways that I actually kept up on news.
Yeah, it was fun. I remember getting the Weekly Reader. Now, I was in kindergarten and kicked up to first grade back in 1961, and I remember getting it, and I remember being so excited to read it because we got to talk about current events. And in those days, it was John F. Kennedy, the Mercury astronauts, Alan Shepard, and then we moved to the Cuban Missile Crisis and obviously the Kennedy assassination and the Civil Rights Movement. And this was all happening as I was in first, second, third, and fourth grade. It seems like, you know, eons ago. It's in the history book, but we used to have group discussions based on getting the Weekly Reader, and everybody was involved, and I really looked forward. I think we got it either on Thursday or Friday, and I looked forward to those sessions where we all sat around, and the teacher would say, "Have you read your Weekly Reader?" And I'd be one of the first to say, "Yeah, I did," but then again, I was a news junkie when I was like 4 or 5 years old, so it was great for me.
So we can't say that the Weekly Reader is part of the reason that you're now a journalist?
Well, I think that it was one of the first steps that I had. But remember, I also grew up in the TV age as well, and I do remember as a 6 and 7 year old watching Walter Cronkite and Huntley Brinkley. I know I'm dating myself, but it was really nice getting that because I could actually read it for myself. And then I graduated to the New York Herald Tribune and the New York City school systems. You had to get a newspaper. Was the Herald Tribune and the Times. However, I did start out with the Weekly Reader, and we had our little groups that they broke us down to. It was like four or five different groups or six different groups. And then, of course, there had to be the leader of the group who had to explain what everybody read, and I was one of the leaders. So I guess in that sense, it prepared me for journalism and public speaking, which I do now, that I was able to get in front of the class and deliver the news, as Mrs. Prinzi once said, the music teacher at PS 151. She wrote on in my graduation book, "There was the boy who every time I walked into the class was delivering the news."
And you're still delivering the news. And I mean, are kids going to be less? Is there something replacing it, Evan?
You know, in the digital age of today, first of all, I'm surprised that Scholastic Magazine didn't try to do a digital podcast or a digital edition, which students could pick up. That seems to be, to me, well, I would have thought that they would have done that by now. Apparently, they feel that it's not cost prohibitive. There are so many opportunities to get information. Yeah, I've seen 6 and 7 year olds with iPods. And
it's true. You probably don't need their Weekly Reader anymore. Journalist Evan Weiner, an avid Weekly Reader as a kid, now reports himself. Thanks so much.